Let us again start from the Mishneh, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishneh says, Shnei Gittin Shekosvam Ze Bitzad Ze. We have two different Gittin from two different husbands which are being Megarish, their wives. Ushnayim Eidim Ivrim Boim Mitacha Ze Letacha Ze. And we have two Eidim who are Ivrim. They're not from Yavam, and they started writing their signature, mitachaze, letachaze. That means their signature is spread out underneath both gittin. You have Yosef ben Shimon, so we have Yosef under the get on the right side, and ben Shimon on the get from on the left side. Ushnayim Eidim Yevonim Boim Mitachas Ze Letachas Ze. You have two Eidim Yevonim who are also Yidden, but their names are, the name of the Eid is on the left get and it goes to the right side. We'll see in Rashi. As Shoha'edim HaRishayim Nikroim Imoy Kosher. So, the Mishnah says, the first group of Edim, they might be Yevonim, they might be Ivrim. So the get that their first name is underneath, that get is Kosher. So let us see Rashi again. Shnei Gittin Shekosvo Ze Bitzad Ze Beroichev HaMegillah, the width of the Megillah. Shnayim Ivrim Boim Mitachas Harishoin Letachas Hasheini. Their names are spread out from underneath the first get to underneath the second get. Shem Ha'ed Tachas Harishin, the name of the Eid is under the first get. V'shem Oviv, and the name of his father, Tachas Hasheni. V'chein Eid Sheni, Tachtov. And there's a second Eid also. The first name is under the right-hand side get, and the second name is, and the father's name is under the left get. V'chazru v'chosmu tachteim. Now underneath these two Ivrim, we have two other Edim. Shnei Yisraelim. Yevonim. We have two Yisraelim who are Yevonim. What does that mean, Yevonim? Hadorim be'eretz Yavo. They live be'eretz Yavo. U'beloshen Yevonis. And it is written, Beloshen Yevonis, Kederech Hazu. The same way that the Ivrim wrote. So this is written in Loshen Yevonis, Kederech Hazu. Now let us just see the Loshen of the Taisus Rid. Let us start from the second line of the Taisus Rid where it starts getting wide. Perish. Beis gitten shekos von ze bezad ze lereiche ba megile echad mi min echad mi smel. Shnei eidim ivrim boim mitacha ze letacha ze. Ubeis eidim ivrim chasumim. Now he explains it. Beloshen hakodesh. The Ivrim wrote Beloshen HaKodesh. Vahoyu chesumim mitachazeh letachazeh. Shloihoyu chesumim shmom v'shem avoysom tachas get echot k'moy sh'oysim kol eidem achosmim tachas kol get v'chol shtah. This was unique. Every eight, he writes his name and his father's name, so he doesn't spread it out. He writes underneath the document, he's chasmini. And here, they spread out their name. The first name was under the first get, and the father's name was under the second get. Elokosvu shem tachas get hayemini. their name they wrote under the right hand get. V'shem avoisam, and the parents' name, Yosef ben Shimon, tachas asmole. V'chein asheni, kosav Yosef tachas hayemini, ben Shmuel tachas asmole. Nimtzu, nimtzeis hachasimois, the signatures, moishchois, migetze legetze. Shmoisam. Kosvu tachas hayemini, their names are written under the first, the right hand side get Shmeis Avisem tachas asmaili. Va'oid chosru, fine. So these are the first to wait them. Va'oid chosru v'chosmu tachtayim. Now underneath these to wait them, Shnei Yisrael Yevonim. Now we have two Yisrael Yevonim. Hadorim be'eretz Yavon. They live in Eretz Yavon. V'loi chosmu beloshin kodesh. It was not written beloshin kodesh. Ela beloshin yevonis. So, l'chayre, one of the two, Rashi means. The Tesis read means. I mean, Rashi also said this. U beloshin yevonis. So either loshin yevonis means the language of yevonis. But it was written in Hebrew Isaiah, that could be Loshen Yevonis, or it was written with Gaish Isaiah. Now, but he says, but here he says clearly, Vahoisa Chasimosam Nami Moisheches, but the Chsima went the same direction. Mitachas hayemini letachas hasmali. It went the same direction. It was written from right to left. That's how it was written. But now here he says, umine kayevonim hu bishmoisam, when they write Ruvein ben Yaakov, is Yaakov hu shem ha'eit, Ruvein hu shem ha'ov. Shekach misporish, Ruvein, mi hu bnoi, Ruven, ben, who is the son of Ruven? Yaakov. V'chosmu shnei yevonim kach, tachas ivrim, Don ben Aftoli, God ben Osher, Don ben hoyekos of tachas ayemini, Naftoli tachas asmoli, umisporish Naftoli ben Don. Don ben Naftoli means really Naftoli ben Don. Because Don ben Atom, it's Don, who is his son? Naftali. And Hashemi. Yeah. So, Al-Koponim, we see from the Tosfos Rid and from Rashi, I see this Tosfos is much more clearer, that because there's a Chsam Sofer asks Akash and Rashi, which is a very pertinent Kash, Chsam Sofer asks, he says, how do you know Chsam Sofer understood from Rashi, the whole difference between a Yevoni and a Ivri is, when he writes, Ploini, Ben Ploini, so is the first Ploini the son or the father? The Yevonim call that the first Ploini is the father by the Yevonim. Ploini, then his son is Ploini. By the Ivrim, it's the first plane is the son, the second plane is the father. So the Chsam Sofer asks, so when we see a get, how do we know if he's an Ivri or a Yevoni? That's the Chsam Sofer's kash. He has a problem with this. So the Chsam Sofer understood that that's the only difference. The only difference between a Yevoni and Ivri is, and their madgish is, this was the difference. But we, from the Taisus Rid, we see Claude Rashi also says it. That they wrote it Beloshin Yevoni, and this was written Beloshin HaKodesh. So Al Kaponim, either the Ksav was different, or the Loshin was different. It wasn't, we're talking about, so if the Loshin was the same Ksav, could be the same Ksav, but the Loshin was different. It was Jacob, whatever it was. I mean, but one was Loshin HaKodesh, and one was Loshin Yevoni, but the Seder Aksive was also from right to left. That is how Rashi and the Tosfos Rid learn Shabbos. Aber Simas, let's go back to Rashi. Simas Hayavonim Einem Nikreis Kechsimas Ivrim. When we read it, we read from right to left, but the meaning of the Kriya of Yevonim has a different meaning than the Kriya of Ivrim. Shayevoni Choysef Yosef ben Shimon V'yodua Sheshmoy Shimon ben Yosef Shekach Mispareshes Chsimosam. This is Pshat in the Kri in the Chsime Yosef ben Shimon Kloimar Benoi Shel Yosef Shimon V'nimtza Shem Ha'eit. So we have Yosef ben Shimon, so you have Shem Ha'eit Chosom Al Get Sheini V'shem Oviv Chosom Al Arishni Hilkach HaKolchoch Ayevonim Tachas Ha'sheini Chosom Kozeh. The Yevonim wrote underneath the left get. Fine. So now the Mishnah says, so we have here two gittin, and the Edim Hachsumim Tachtayim spread out the names and their father's names under both gittin. So then we have a set of Ivrim and a set of Yevonim. Esha Edim Horishainim. So the Mishnah says, so the first set of Edim Nikroim Imoy Kosher. So the get, which underneath the get you have a set of Edim, that get is kosher. Im ha'ivriyim chisumim lemailo. If the ivriyim are written first, ha'yemini kosher, so then the right get is kosher. Vim ha'yevonim chisumim lemailo, ha'smoli kosher. The Gemara Porich, the Gemara is going to ask, idoch amai mifsu. Why is the second get possible? Whatever it is, you have two Edim on the right get and two Edim on the left get. And it doesn't matter that there is mafsik between the second set of the Edim, the first set of Edim. That the Gemara is going to ask. That's case number one. Case number two. Eid Echad Ivri ve'Eid Echad Yevoni. Veid echad ivri, veid echad yevoni, boim mitachas ze letachas ze, shneyem psulim. Shneyem psulim. Now let us see what Rashi says. Eid ivri veid yevoni. So Rashi says as follows. Eid Ivri ve'eid Yevoni boim mitachas get ha'yemin letachas get ha'smol. You have one Ivri and one Yevoni that is going from right to left. Ve'eid Ivri, ve'eid Yevoni, oi tachteim, boim mitachas smoil, utachas get hayemin, and then you have another set, they're going from left to right. Kigoy. Sha'yevoni horishoin, the first Yevoni, so let's see, we say the first set went from right to left. So let us look at the diagram we have on our right side. So let's look at the diagram. So it's Bekach Liyerach is the right get, Bekach Liyerach is the left get. We have two get. Now, the first one that chasmed was a yid. So we have Reuven Ben, his name is under the right get. Yaakov, he's an Ivri. Now, the Yevoni is, look in the picture, Yosef Yevoni Ben Shimon. So that means that the Yevoni also signed his name under the right get. Both of them signed their names under the right get. The Yosef Yevoni ben Shimon. So now, so that's what Rashi says over here. Eid Ivri ve'eid Yevoni boim mitachas get ha'yemin, both of them. Their names, their first names are under the right ket, לתחס קטע שמאל. ועד עברי ועד יווני עוד תחתיים, בואים מתחס השמאל לתחס גטע ימין. Now, let's look at the diagram. The third and fourth eighth. Kahos Ivri, he wrote, that's his first name. Ben Levi. So he wrote his first name underneath the left get. And then the next one was Yachzel Ben Naftoli Yevoni. So Naftoli is his name. So he also wrote his first name under the left get. So that is the case. The first two Adim, one and Ivri, one Yevoni, wrote their first names under the right get. The second set of Adim wrote their first names under the left get. Now, let us see the Lashon of Rashi. Ve'ed Ivri ve'ed Yevoni oitachtayim. Boim mitachas hasmoil. That means their first names are under the left get. Latachas get hayimi. Kigoy. Shahayevoni horishain. The first Yevoni, that his first name is under the right get. Chosam tachas hasmoili. He wrote under the left get. Let's see the Bach. Yosef ben Besayf Shita, which means that's his father. And v'chazar, this is Lashon HaBach, v'chazar v'chosam Shimon, and then he wrote Shimon under the right cat. B'reish Shita Shniya Tachas HaYemini. Nimtzo Shmoy, his first name is Tachas HaYemini. That's how we explain the chsimis of the Yevonim. Benoy shel Yosef Shimon. That's pshat Yosef ben Shimon. Nimtzo shemitachas geta yemin. Nimtzo shemitachas geta yemin bo letachas geta smol. Shem Oviv al Hasmoil, Ushmoi al Yemin. That is the first set. So he's going from right to left. His right, his first name is on the right, and his father's name is on the left. The Ivri Asheni, the second Yid, Chosam Shmoi, he has met his first name, Tachas get hasmoli b'soiv shita b'shem oviv tachas ayemini b'reishita shetachtel. Nimtza bo mitachas get sheini. He's going from the left get l'tachas get rishen. V'yevoni hasheini chosam tachtov kidarkoi b'shita achas yachzel ben teichas. No, yachzel ben tachas arishen. He wrote Yachzel ben, that's the father, Tachas Arishin, Naftoli, Tachas Hasheni, Nimtza Shmoi Chosam al Hasheni. Vishneim Psulim, Ubigmorem Meforesh Taima, we would say both should be kosher. You have two Adim on the right cat, two Adim on the left cat, both should be kosher. Okay. Now, let us see the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. In the first case, we had two Ivrim, so it's right, it's Reuven ben Yaakov, Yosef ben Shimon. These are the two Ivrim, they wrote Yosef on the right cat, ben Shimon on the left cat. So what does it say? So it say, in the Mishnah it says, the get that the eight is directly, the name of the eight is directly underneath it, that get is kosher. So if the Ivrim were first, so the right get is kosher, the left get is possible. So, frech the Gemore, will is kosher, let both Yitten become kosher. This person spread out his name underneath two Yitten, there's a purpose for spreading out his name. He wants to kill two birds with one stone. So he's writing his name, Yosef, under the right cap. Ben Shimon under the left cap. Hey, so he signed on both gittin. He signed on both gittin. Yosef on the right cap and Ben Shimon on the left cap. So that's the most, so why is only one is kosher? Both of them should be kosher. V'lis kasha hai beruvein, v'hai beben Yaakov eit. The hosnan, we learned further in Mishneh, ben ish ploini eit kosha. If you write ben ish ploini eit, ben Yaakov eit, that is sufficient. That is a chasime. You don't have to write your personal name. You write ben Yaakov eit, the son of Yaakov, and that's also, that's a good chasime. So both gittin should be kosher. Let's see what Rashi says. Bliz kasha kama beruven ubasra beben yakevei v'yuchshuru shneim al yedei shnei edem rishayne dosnam b'masnisen bepirken. We learned in the Mishnah that ben plainly eid is a good chsime, so he chasmed underneath both gittin. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. That would be terrific if he would have written underneath the second get, Ben Yaakov 8, so then you're 100% right. But you know what happened? He wrote Reuven Ben Akama, the Kosav, it's speaking about, he wrote Reuven Ben Akama, the Yaakov 8, Abasra. So he wrote Yaakov 8. So on the second get, there's no, yeah, it's not Yaakov 8, he's Ben Yaakov, he's not Yaakov 8. Yeah. Frech the Gemara, we're not finished yet. V'liskasha hai beruven ben, v'liskasha hai beYaakov 8. Okay, it's also good. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, v'liskasha hai beruven ben, the mashme ani beno, what does Reuven ben mean? Underneath a get. What does it mean, Reuven ben? Ani benoi shel Reuven. Kederech perish chsimes hayevonim. God, he's an Ivri, but by when he wrote Reuven ben, doesn't write a father's name, so kochach Reuven ben, by him it means the son of Reuven. So on the right get, we have the son of Reuven. On the left get, we have Yaakov 8. That's also terrific. So Memele, Sarashi says, V'zeh shechosam tachas asheni ishacha hoyo ushmoi Yaakov. And this is another person. That means, so let's be machsha both gittin. Reuven ben means ben Reuven. Then we have Yaakov 8. And there's an 8 Yaakov, whoever he is. I know who he is. Yaakov 8. So Memele, so we have Reuven ben Yaakov 8. Liskasha hai be Reuven ben, Liskasha hai be Yaakov 8. Thus nan ish ploini 8 kosher. If you write Yaakov 8, you don't have to write your father's name. You write Yaakov 8 is kosher. So Memele, so it's right to Shver, let both gittin be kosher. And this kasha, the Gemara answers to Terutzah. The loikosav 8. He didn't write 8? He didn't write 8. So now, let's see what Rashi says. Loikosav 8. Umas nisen davke nokat ish, the Mishnah you brought down that ish ploini eid is good. It means you write ish ploini Yaakov eid. Davke nokat ish ploini eid, the heiche de loy chosam ploini, ben ploini ba'inan eid. So now Rashi is saying, Pshat, the Gemara says, I'm assuming the Mishnah says this later. It seems you have to have some sort of formality that is showing that you're signing this L'Shem Eidus. So if you write Reuven ben Shimon, that somehow is a formal name, so that that I assume means Eidus. Or if I write Ben Reuven, the son of Reuven, that's also for some reason a formal way of signing, that also means Eidus. Then you can get away without the word A. But if you just write Yaakov, Yaakov is meaningless. Yaakov for some reason does not mean Eidus. So you put Yaakov over here. But it does not mean that you are being made on what is written on the top. So Memela, that is the first teretz of the Gemara. So the first teretz of the Gemara is that the first get is kosher Reuven ben, Taka means Bnoi Shel Reuven. So the first get is kosher on the right side. In Yaakov, since there's no Yaakov aid there, so therefore, so there's nothing under the second get. Like Kosovay. Yeah. Teretz number two. Viboyesayve. La'olam de Kosov aid. It's speaking about he did write Yaakov aid. With the Yodinin Bahoch Sime the Lab the Yaakov. But I know it's not Yaakov. It is not Yaakov who wrote this. Now, the La Yaakov, so let's see the Bach, Ella Bnoi Shel Ze Hoyo. This is the son of Yaakov. Now, so before, so what let's understand the second test. The second test was like this. Before we were learning that Reuven Ben on one get sounds very modern. So Reuven Ben means Ben Reuven. Fine. That's good. Yaakov, who's Yaakov? I don't know. Yaakov, someone else. It's a Psyakov. And it says Yaakov Eid. I don't know who this Yaakov Eid is. That was the Gemara's kasha. Both kittens should be good. So the Gemara says, no. I know this Yaakov is the same one who wrote Reuven Ben. And this one who wrote Reuven Ben Yaakov, this is Reuven is the son of Yaakov. So I know he's not, that means if I would know that this is someone else who wrote it, Yaakov is a different signature, then I would say both Gittin Akosha. I'll say Yaakov Eid is someone. And Reuven Ben is the son of Reuven. So I would have two on each get was a chsime. But I know that this Yaakov Eid was written by this Reuven Ben. Now, and this Reuven, the son of Reuven was not Yaakov. The father of Reuven was Yaakov. So Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid means, good, he put the Ben under the first get. He wasn't so artistic, whatever it was. He put the Ben under the first, but it reads Reuven Ben Yaakov. So under the second get, we don't have his signature. We just have his father's name. So finished. His father wasn't an eight. So Memela, that's why the left get is without an eight. So that's why the first get is kosher, the second get is kosher. Like the Gemara wasn't daunted yet, we still have problems. V'dilme v'shva da'avu echosim. Maybe he's signing on the second get, but he's signing the second get with his father's name. He wants to sign the second get with his father's name. So the Gemara says, no. Lo shavik inish shmei b'chosim shmo davu. No. If a person hears his own name to sign his father's name on, he means to sign with his father's name. No, that doesn't make sense. Frag the Gemara v'dilme simin shavye. He's chasmaning his father's, he's using his father's name for himself. He's using his father's name as a simen for himself. That means some people used to, instead of writing names, they wrote a simen. They made a picture. And we know who this picture tells us. A picture is more efficient than 1,000 words, whatever it is. So they made a picture. He made a picture. So he's not using his father's name, Alt's name. he's using the father's name al simen. Dilma simne shavye. The Rav Tzaya Kavra. When Rav used to sign a get, he didn't sign his name Rav, he made a fish. Rabbi Chanina Charusa. Rabbi Chanina made a branch of a deckle. Rav Chizde Samach. Rav Chizde made a Samach. That's it. Rabbi Ishaya Ayin. He made an Ayin. Rabbi Baravune Tzaya Makusa. He made a mast of a ship. And that was it. And we knew who these were. These are Samanim. So you could write a simen, and that's also, you're writing a simen. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's asking, so maybe, in the first one he's writing Reuven Ben, that's Reuven. The second get, I should say, maybe he's not calling himself Yaakov, because he has his own name, you're right. If a person has his own name, I don't borrow someone else's name if I have my own name. But he's not writing this as name, he's writing this as a simen. He's using his father's name as a simen. So the Gemara says, Lechotzev inish lishvui lishma davu simne. That's degrading his father. I'm using your name as a simen for me. It's not my name, but it's a simen. I'm using it so that a person wouldn't do. So now we know Reuven ben Yaakov, if I know the Yaakov is not a different person, so it's the father of Reuven, and the father of Reuven's name being written under the second get is no edus whatsoever of the second get. Why he spread it out? Akasha Famaisa, I don't know why. Only the right get is kosher, the left get is, doesn't have a name on it. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi is Veduma Bishmo Davu Achosam Alasheni. Al Shneim Chosam. He chasmed with his father's name. So the Gemara says, if he has his own name, he won't use his father's name. Maybe he's using his father's name as a simit. Tzaya Kavre. Bachsimis Yodai. When he chasmed, he drew a fish. Lehoya Kaisiv Shemai. Charuse on of Shodekel, a branch of a palm tree, makuse, nes, a mast, shepersin olov viloin shall svina, you put on the sails of a ship. Fine. So this is the Gemara. Now let us see Tosfos. Let us go to Tosfos. So Tosfos, viliskasha hai beruven, Mahai beben Yaakov. That was the Gemara's kasha. Teima lari. Heichi, so the Gemara is asking a charifish kasha, the second get should also be kasha. The first get is kasha. It's Reuven. Teima lari, heichi liskasha beruva, aloitona le ish plaini eight kasha. Avol ish plaini beloi eight loi. So how could Reuven be kasha? How could you say that this is Ben Yaakov? That's a nuchsime. Ben Yaakov. And Reuven is Reuven. By Marie, the pshitalei de Reuven koi a Ben Yaakov eit, de basrei, ave keilu kosa behedye, de Reuven eit. That means there's multiple meanings in this chsime. It means Reuven, Ziche Reuven ben Yaakov means Reuven the son of Yaakov. But since the ben Yaakov was written on the second get, so he wanted a chasme, the second get, with the shame ben Yaakov. But the aid which is written after the second get, this is going on it's Reuven ben Yaakov also. So I want to make an interesting Eidus, Reuven ben Yaakov Eidus, Reuven ben Yaakov Eidus, ben Yaakov Eidus. And we got away with not writing too much, like, and that's, So I mean, we chasmed on two gittin. Avila kila kosa bedye, the Reuven ate, it's Reuven ben Yaakov ate, but it's ben Yaakov also. I mean, I once heard b'shem Rabaran Zochenu Levroche that the Vilna Goyen said before his p'tire, the first shiur he's going to say in the Mesifta Derekia will be, he has a shiur prepared this shiur to say Mesifta Derekia, and this first shiur he has 3 days to shlug up the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam on the Tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam. 3 days, is a shiur that will take 3 days. Right? That's the first shiur he's going to, he's coming to the Sifta Rikid, I mean, mechabed him to say a shiur, that'll be the first shiur. So Rabaran said one vote. Rabaran said, but you have to understand, if the Goyin says he has kashas 3 days on the Rabbeinu Tam, the Goyin was not a flowery speaker. He was not marich. If you look at the Bir Agro in Shulchan Aruch, he said 2 words. That's it. 2 words is a complete paragraph. So Rabbanan said, when he said 3 days, he's going to say a shiur, the way the Goyin spoke, it's a 3-day shiur. Not he's going to clear his throat and give 20 agdomas. 3 days. 2 words, I mean, so if the Goyin spoke like that, so Bizman and Mishnah Dezicha spoke like that, they were very careful with their words. So Mamela, this person had a right. So Reuven ben Yaakov ate, he did a gewalt. He wrote Reuven on one get, ben Yaakov ate on the other get, and then it means it's Reuven ate, ben Yaakov ate, and both get nakosh. So the Gemara said he wrote Reuven ben on the right get, and Yaakov ate on the second get. So the Gemara asked, Viskasha hai be Reuven ben, bahai be Yaakov ate. Perish be kuntres. The Reuven ben marshme, adni benoi shal Reuven, kederich perish chsimes yevonim. If he writes like that, he doesn't, he's not messiah. That's a tight Reuven ben. This was a different person. Shmo Yaakov. So Taisva says, the way Rashi is saying, Pshado Peirushi Sheperish Shechosam Kersimus Yevonim, so Yevonis Pechinim Perish Yaakov Hu Yish Acher, Sheyuchel Aforish, Hu Yaakov, Hu Atzmoi Ben Ruvim. Why did Rashi have to say this? We just figured out by writing Reuven Ben, his name is not Reuven, because it doesn't write in the same, Reuven Ben means the son of Reuven. But Yaakov could mean he himself. He's Yaakov Ben Reuven. So Mamela, so why do you have to say that it's a third person? Say it's he himself, and Reuven Ben is Achsima on one get, Ben Reuven, and Yaakov Eid is Achsima on the other get. Yeah. The new operushe doch klaime, that's number one. So why do Rashi have to say it's speaking about that there's a different Yaakov? So that's the way the Marsha says, Rashi had to say this. Because what's the second verse of the Gemara? Didinin b'hoch sime the lav de Yaakov. I know that this is not the chsima of Yaakov. So now, so Rashi says, no, it's Reuven ben Yaakov. That's what Rashi says. But that's how Rashi learns. So the Marsha says as follows. Rashi learned that the Kasha was, Pekert, the son of Reuven was not Yaakov. Son, Pekert, Reuven ben Yaakov could be. Yeah, Reuven is the son of Yaakov. The son of Reuven was not Yaakov. So the Gemara said, so what's the problem? Reuven ben means the son of Reuven. And Taisus says, and let us say Yaakov, what's Taisus Kash? Yaakov is the son of Reuven.
So Taisvis had said, let Rashi learn like this. Let Rashi learn that Yaakov is the son of Reuben. That's the Gemara's kasha. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, the Yabinim Baruch Sime, the Lav Yaakovu. I know that this is not Yaakov ben Reuben. So if this is not Yaakov ben Reuben, so Memele, so the ben Reuben also shouldn't be good. Bamanav Sheikh, if I know, if we will say the Gemara's Kasha was, the way Tosis wanted to say the Gemara's Kasha was, that it's Reuben ben means the father is Reuben, and Yaakov and the son is Yaakov. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. So then if the Gemara answered that he's not Yaakov, this is not, so that means it's not Yaakov ben Reuben, so the ben Reuben also shouldn't be good. So the whole thing is no good. That's why could be Rashi learned differently. Rashi learned the ben Yaakov, the ben Reuben was not Yaakov. Maybe Yaakov is another person. Al Kaparim Taisus does not like this whole pshat. V'nir la forish, Taisus says, the Reuven ben de Kamar, who ben Yaakov? Reuven ben means the son of Yaakov. V'loy chosh Reuven lichtoiv shem Yaakov oviv, Lefi shehu kosuv v'chosum al get sheini v'nikre yofe Reuven ben Yaakov. So dachsich mir, Taisvis learned as follows. Taisvis learned that the Gemara asked Akasha, let the second get be kosher because of ben Yaakov. So Gemara says no. It says Reuven ben. So you can't say the second get is written ben Yaakov because the ben is on the first get. So what's pshat Yaakov? So who's Yaakov? Yaakov is the father of Reuven. Now, so who wrote Yaakov? The father wrote it. So that's pshat these two gittin. That's what Tosfos wants to say pshat. Tosfos wants to say pshat that the father wrote on the left get, Yaakov. Yaakov ate. The son wrote on the first get, Reuven ben. And what said it doesn't make sense? Well, if you look at the whole get, you'll see Reuven ben, Yaakov ate. You can read it also. So you'll understand everything. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Not pshat in the Gemara's kasha was he's duplicating the Yevonim, but the Gemara's kasha was he's writing Reuven ben, and my father wrote Yaakov ate. So you'll see who I am, you see who my father is, and that's that. So that the Gemara said, we know the Lav Yaakov, this is not Yaakov, his father. The Yodine Beibarich, Simis Yoda, the Lav de Yaakov. We know that this Chosim is not Yaakov. Mashme, the Bistoma Yelona Litlois be Yaakov. I says, you have to know this is not Yaakov. What if I don't know what Yaakov's Sima looks like? I would say this. I would say, Reuven ben is the son, and this is his father. I don't know the father, but I would assume like that. So I'd say, no, the Gemara says this in the Kimta, I know Claude is not the father's signature. Afagav the boy kiyim chayisme, what do you mean, the stomach? You have to be mekayim the chsime. So Taisus says, mestama shlir shemba b'fanei nichtav makir chsime siyodah. The shliach is makir the chsimas yodu. So he said before I nichtav on both gittin. So mistame, I mean, if I wouldn't know, so the, I don't have to worry about the chsime. So I can assume that this is, I have no reason to be afraid that it is something wrong with the chsime. The Talmud says, but it's not Yaakov his father. You don't need kiyum, it's speaking about Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara, so let's turn the page. So Taisu, the Vedilma Bishmo Davu Achosim. Maybe he wrote the name of his father. So Taisa, I mean, this is, I think most kash is very modern. That means one that we machshir a get with Sforas. Maybe he wrote his father's name. I said, no, people don't do it. But if people do it, so it's a kosher a get. I mean, how you machshir a get with maybes? I mean, maybe. The yeshlonu litlais olahakshe kiven shechosam oviv tachas get hasheni. Because we have here a big kasha. Why was the if he's only saying Edis on the first get, so how did his father's name get on the second get? It's very modern. He's doing something which is very unusual. So therefore, the Gemara says, so in order to explain his actions, we should say he's signing on the second get also, and then he's calling himself Yaakov after his father's name. Vidilme simne shavye. So the Gemara asks further, maybe he's not calling himself his father's name, but he's using his father's name as a simen to himself. The Rav Tzayin. Af al gav dohosem boi lafkui lishmaye bediski meikore kidoma beget poshet bar shelech. So Taisu says, you can't start being an aid with a fish. Means the first time they'll be mechabed you with Eidi Gitten, Eidi Ksubis, I'll make a fish. It doesn't work like that. Rav had already a past history. He gave out Shailos HaTshuvos. There was a whole safe of Shailos HaTshuvos of Rav. Then the Shailos HaTshuvos, there was a fish. Now we know the mechaber of the Shailos HaTshuvos with the fish, that's Rav. Or the sky, it could be his Hasmon al-Adin. So he was known. I mean, that's how he wrote. That's how he signed his name with a fish. So then this is good as a chsime. But Stamazoi, to say that he used his father's name as a simen, I mean, you need a past history that this was, that you called yourself your father's name as a simen. So that's why he says, even though till now he did not give out any shtoris with the name Yaakov, but this alone is the spilling the beans. Since on the first get he wrote to Uven Ben, And this Yaakov is his signature also. So Memele, so we see that he wrote the Yaakov, and why is he writing it on the second get, Mr. Tom? Because he wants to be a native on the second get. He's using his father's name as a simon. So that is Pshat the Gemara's Kashem.